好，感谢神。那有需要回到主日学当中的青少年儿童，可以回到各自的主日学当中。
If you need to go back to the Sunday school, you can. You are dismissed.
感谢神，我们今天还是继续来思想约翰福音圣经的经文。
Thank the Lord, today we'll continue to study the book of John.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读两处圣经的经文。
Please stand up and let's read two scriptures.
我们大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我们先来读约翰福音十三章二十一到二十二节。
Let's first read John 13, verse 21 to 22.
约翰福音十三章二十一节起，耶稣说了这话，心里忧愁，就明说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。”门徒彼此对看，猜不透所说的是谁。我们再来读马太福音二十六章二十一到二十二节。
Matthew chapter 26:21-22。
马太福音二十六章二十一节起。正吃的时候，耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。”他们就甚忧愁，一个一个的问他说：“主，是我吗？”我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
感谢圣灵带领我们从圣经的话语当中来认识我们灵魂的救主耶稣基督。
Thank the Holy Spirit to lead us from the word of the Bible, then we can know our Savior of soul, Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢圣灵带领我们，不仅能够思想、能够明白圣经的话语，更是加添我们的信心和力量，让我们能够遵行神的话语去行。
Thank the Holy Spirit not only to lead us to understand the word of God and also give us a strength and faith to live them out.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
在我以前读圣经的时候，我读到这个犹大为了三十块钱就出卖耶稣的时候，我常常有一个问题。
When I read the Bible before, and when I read that Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus for just 30 pieces of silver, and I had a question in my mind.
我在想，为什么犹太人的祭司长也包括那些文士和法利赛人，他们要从耶稣的门徒当中要收买这么一个奸细，让他来出卖耶稣，他为什么要这样做
？And my question was that why did those scribes and Pharisees want to get, to use money to purchase such a spy or a traitor from among the disciples to help them？
其实事实上，我们也看见犹大最后他用什么方式来出卖呢？他其实就用一个亲吻作为记号，来告诉那些人他所亲吻的这一位就是耶稣，这就是犹大出卖耶稣的方式。
And we know that Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus with a kissing, and to tell those scribes and Pharisees that is Jesus. Now that's the way that Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus.
然后我看到这里，我就很疑惑。难道那些祭司长，难道那些文士和法利赛人以及他们的仆从，他们不认识耶稣是谁吗
？I was confused because I think that didn't the scribes and Pharisees or their followers know that who Jesus is？
他们知道，他们天天跟耶稣在一起。
They knew because they were with Jesus all every day。
耶稣到任何地方去讲道，在会堂里面，在外面。法利赛人的门徒总在那里跟着耶稣，他们要抓把柄，要抓住耶稣。
Whether Jesus was preaching in the synagogue or outside, the disciples of the scribes and Pharisees were always there. They want to find something of Jesus to take hold of him.
很多时候，他们听耶稣讲道，他们比耶稣的门徒都认真，他们认耶稣认得比谁都清楚。
Sometimes they listen more attentively to the preachers of Jesus than even his disciples they knew that who Jesus is.
因为他们要抓住耶稣话中的每一个破绽，他们要定耶稣的罪。
And they want to find everything in the word of Jesus to accuse him.
这样他们怎么可能不认识谁是耶稣呢？
How come that they couldn't recognize which one is Jesus?
他们 要去专门在耶稣的十二门徒当中去收买一个奸细，让这个奸细来指出，来告诉他们，哎呀，你们当中谁是耶稣？他们完全没有必要这样做啊，他们认得耶稣啊。
I think it's not necessary for them to purchase a traitor from among the disciples and to tell them which one is Jesus. I think it's unnecessary.
所以当他们定耶稣的罪的时候，审判耶稣的时候，他们也没有让犹大过来做一些伪证呢，但不需要。
And when they accused Jesus and condemned Jesus, and they didn't ask Judas to come to make some false testimonies.
为什么要从耶稣的门徒上要花钱要买这么一个人，就让他认出谁是耶稣？他明明都认得。
And why did they want to buy such a person from among the disciples to just to point out which one is Jesus, because they already know Jesus.
事实上我一直有这个问题。
I have always this question in my mind.
三十块钱也是钱呢，对不对？
30 pieces of silver is still money.
为什么要花这三十块钱？
Why did they spend such money?
后来当我来再仔细读圣经的时候，我圣经中有一句话突然就抓到我，就是马太福音二十六章二十二节。
And when I read the Bible carefully, and one of the words in the Bible caught me, and that's Matthew chapter 26:22.
那我们大家一起来读一下这一节哈，我们都坐着读，我们一起来读一下马太福音二十六章二十二节。
Let's read this verse together.
他们就甚忧愁，一个一个的问他说，主是我吗？如果耶稣的门徒当中没有犹大这个人，其他的门徒不会讲这个话。
If Judas was not among the disciples of Jesus, the other disciples would not have seen, said such words.
什么意思呢？就是让所有耶稣的门徒，当时的门徒知道一件事情，你们当中有一个是奸细，是要出卖耶稣的人。
He was reminding all the disciples at that time that one of you is a traitor.
然后每一个门徒都在问，是不是他？是不是他？他们是不是这样问的
？Did the disciples ask, "Is it he? Is it he?"
不是，他们怎么问
no, ？They were not asking this way.
他们说，是不是我？是不是我
？They were asking, "Is it I, Lord?"
所以文士和法利赛人、祭司长，他们不需要有一个人来指出谁是耶稣，他们明明就知道。但是犹大这个人的存在，就提醒所有耶稣基督的门徒问自己一句话：我是犹大吗？我会出卖耶稣吗
？The scribes and Pharisees did not need Judas to point out which one is Jesus, but Judas exists because he will remind all those disciples, and they will ask Lord, "Is it I who will betray you?"
四卷福音书里面记载了耶稣的言行，也记载了门徒的言行。
The four Gospels records the words and deeds of Lord Jesus, and also records the words and deeds of those disciples.
让我深深感动。深深的记深刻的就是门徒这样的一句话，就在最后的晚餐上面，他们知道他们当中有一个奸细，他们不是问别人，他们在问耶稣是我吗。
But what touches me is the word that recorded in the Bible at one Lord Jesus said that one of you will betray me, and they were not asking is it he, or they were asking is it I, Lord.
对于我来说，犹大的存在太重要了。
For me, the existence of Judas is important.
不管祭司文士是不是需要犹大这个奸细，我不管他。但是对我，对历史历代的基督徒来说，犹大太重要。 他给我一个反面的例子。
And I don't mind if those scribes and Pharisees need Judas to help them, but the existence of Judas is very important because he's give me a negative example.
或者给我一个警告。
Or it give me a warning.
而且我也相信是给历世历代的基督徒一个警告。
And I believe it's a warning for the Christians through the ages.
就是我们一个一个的，就像那天最后晚餐餐桌上的门徒一样，我们一个一个来到耶稣面前问主啊，是我吗？是我会出卖你吗？
Just like the disciples at the Last Supper, and each one of us should come to the Lord and ask, is it I, Lord?
耶稣基督告诉他的门徒，你们当中有一个要卖我。
Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples that one of them will betray him.
他的门徒之间没有彼此猜忌啊，是你是你，没有彼此攻击，是你是你，他门徒没有做这个事。
And the disciples of Lord Jesus didn't guess each other, is it you or is it you? And they didn't attack each other.
就今天在神的家中，在神的教会，在基督徒当中，也应该是这样。
And we should be like this in today in God's churches.
我们知道，我们当中可能有一个人是奸细，我们当中有一个人可能会出卖耶稣。我们知道。
And we know that one of us may betray Jesus. We know this.
但是我们不是指着别人，哎呀，就是你，就是你。我们不是做这个事情。
But we should not point to others. It's you.
我们指着自己，我们来到耶稣面前问，是我吗？
And we should point to ourselves and ask Lord Jesus, is it I?
耶稣基督让他的门徒，你们要彼此相爱，世人就认出你们是耶稣的门徒。
Lord Jesus asked disciples to love each other, and this way that the world will recognize that you are the disciples of the Lord.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒，我们要彼此相爱。
So we brothers and sisters should love each other.
我们但是我们知道，我们当中有一个是犹大。
But we may know that one of us is Judas.
但是我们来审查我们自己。
But let's examine ourselves.
是我吗？
Is it I?
被称为中国教会的三大巨人之一的王明道弟兄。
Brother Wang Mingdao, who's known as one of the three giants of the Chinese church.
我们都知道王明道弟兄因为信仰的缘故就坐牢，坐了23年的牢。
We know that Brother Wang Mingdao was in jail for 23 years for the sake of his faith.
因为他不肯否认他的信仰，他不放弃他的基督徒的信仰。
Because he would not give up his belief, Christian belief.
但是我们有没有知道呢？他其实坐牢第一年之后，其实政府就把他放了，你可以回家了，你自由了。
But do you know that just 1 year after he was in jail, that the government released him and said, "You are free."
那后来我们就求，哎，那为什么王明道后来又坐了22年牢呢
？But we will have a question. Why did he spend another 22 years in the cell?
因为王明道坐了一年牢之后呢，他在监狱里面受不了了，然后呢，他就签了这个悔过书，就表示他放弃信仰了。
And 1 year after he was in the jail, he couldn't bear those torturing, so he signed the a letter of repentance and gave up his claiming that he gave up his Christian belief.
后来政府就说啊，好好好，你可以走了，你可以走了，没事了。
Now the government says that yeah, you're free to go.
后来王明道他出狱之后，到第二天他看报纸，报纸就登出来了，因为王明道弟兄那时候在北京非常出名嘛。
And the second day after he went out of the jail, and the newspaper reported, and because he was kind of famous at that time.
然后这个就说王明道啊，向政府认罪啊，他放弃信仰，他承认自己是帝国主义走狗。
It says that Wang Mingdao has confessed his guilty to the government, and he has given up his Christian belief, and he acknowledged that he was a slacker of the imperialism.
就是王明道弟兄看了就大哭啊。
And Wang Mingdao went to burst into cry when he saw this.
就跺足捶胸啊，扯头发，就说我是犹大，我是犹大。
And he beat his chest and pulled his hair and said, "I'm Judas, I'm Judas."
这时候。王明道就听见圣灵就对他说话。
And brother Wang Mingdao heard the Holy Spirit speak to him.
就说你不是犹大，你是彼得。
He said, "You are not Judas, you are Peter."
好，他说是， 他说我是彼得，彼得三次不认主，但是后来彼得认罪悔改。
He said, "Yes, Lord, I am Peter." Peter denied the Lord for three times, but he then confessed his sins and repented.
啊，我也认罪悔改，求主赦免我的罪。
I've confessed my sin and repent. Lord, please forgive me.
后来他又去回去找政府，他要收回他签的悔过书。
And he went back to the government and want to take back his letter of repentance.
那政府说你收回可以啊，再做二十二年。
The government said, "Yeah, okay, but you have to stay in the jail for 22 more years."
后来王明道就回到监狱里，又二十二年。
So brother Wang Mingdao went back to the jail for another 22 years.
王明道弟兄说：“我是犹大。”
Brother Wang Mingdao said, "I'm Judas."
啊，我也这段时间我也看到有一个美国牧者。
And recently, I read a American minister.
Colin Smith.然后他就说，他说犹大就像我很像犹大。
The brother Colin Smith said, "Judas was just like me. I'm like Judas."
事实上，我后来发现，哇，原来东西方很多，在人看起来哇非常好的基督徒，什么有名的牧者，他们往往觉得，哎呀，我很多的时候我跟犹大很像，我是不是那个卖主的犹大？
So whether in the East or in the West, many famous Christians or many ministers think that they are much more like Judas.
So 为什么这些在人眼中看很好的基督徒很有名的牧者，他们为什么往往觉得，哎，我会不会是犹大呀？
Why do those famous or the good Christians or ministers think that they are Judas?
那我们就来看犹大到底是怎样的一个人。
And let's see what kind of person Judah is.
犹大曾经立志要信靠跟从耶稣。
And Judas was determined to follow Jesus.
他跟从耶稣，他也立定志向的，没有人逼他的。
And Judas set up his mind to follow Jesus. No one forced him.
犹大跟从耶稣，他也撇下了这地上的一切，就像彼得丢下了渔网渔船一样，他可能丢下的他的财富可能不多。但是他也放弃了一些，他付出了或大或小的代价，他做出了这样的一个承诺，他说我要跟着耶稣走。
And Judas also left his possession, unlike other disciples like Peter, and he left his possession to follow Jesus, and he has paid some what a moralized price to follow Jesus, though that he may not have a lot of possessions.
他也做出了决定，他也立定了志向，没有人逼他。
And he has made up the decision and he set his mind. No one forced him to do it.
我相信今天的许许多多的基督徒不也是这样吗？
I think that's more like many Christians of us today.
我们信主的时候有人逼你吗？
When we believe in the Lord, did someone force you to do it?
有人说，哎呀，你不成为基督徒，把你关到监狱里去，有人这样逼你吗？
Did someone say that if you do not become a Christian, you will be put into jail?
没有，我相信很多基督徒没有。
I believe most Christians do not have such experience.
我愿意，我自愿的。我们当决志成为基督徒之后，我们都立定了志向。我说我们要跟从耶稣，要信靠耶稣。
We are willing to do it. When we become a Christian, we all set our mind to follow Jesus.
啊，如果你已经受过洗或者受过浸，你当众做出了宣告，你说我跟从耶稣的人。我从此属于耶稣。
And if you have been baptized and you have made the public claim that you will follow Lord Jesus from now on.
犹大也经历这些。
Judas experienced all these things.
犹大甚至因为跟从耶稣，他付出的代价可能比我们很多人还多一点点。
Judas may pay more price than this when he followed Jesus.
他至少在那三年多的时间，他跟耶稣朝夕相处，耶稣去到哪里去到哪里。我们今天一个礼拜有一天来的教会，我们就很满意了。
At least while he was following Jesus for three more years, and he stayed with Jesus day and night, and wherever Jesus go, he went. And today, probably we just spent one day at church.
还没有一天了，几个小时。
Maybe just a few hours.
犹大他也是服侍主的人，或者他听主耶稣对他的吩咐的人。
Judas also served the Lord, or he obeyed the Lord's command.
当耶稣差派他的门徒出去传福音，两个两个出去的时候，犹大他也听吩咐，他也出去的。
when Lord Jesus sent his disciples two by two to preach the gospel, and Judas was also among them.
当耶稣行这个五饼二鱼的神迹的时候，把这个门徒接过这个饼和鱼，传递给这些饥饿的人群，犹大也在当中。
When Lord Jesus performed the miracle of the five loaves of bread and two fish, and Judas was among those disciples who distributed this food to the people.
犹大曾经也是服侍耶稣、服侍神的百姓的人。
And Judas was also the one who served the Lord, served the people.
如果跟其他的门徒比，犹大的服侍不见得冷淡。
And compared with the other disciples, Judas may not be cold in his service.
他可能还比其他的门徒显得火热一点。
Maybe he was more passionate than other disciples.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do we say this?
因为他被赋予了一个看起来好像更重要的责任，他替大家管钱。
Because he was given a seemingly more important job, he was in charge of the money.
我们试想一下，如果今天在我们教会当中，一个非常冷淡的基督徒啊，每次教会说啊，我们去Rake Up Boys， 我们去服侍我们的社区，这个弟兄总不在，平常聚会也很冷淡，也很少看到他。
And let's imagine that in our church, and when we talk about going to serve the community like the Rake Up Boys, and this brother is not always there, he's always absent.
我们会不会把我们教会很重要、看起来很重要的一个工作、财务工作交给他管呢？
Do you think that we'll give a very important job like a treasurer to this brother?
但是当时的门徒，他们就信任犹大呀。
But those disciples at that time, they trusted Judas.
所以犹大应该不是一个很冷淡的人吧，服侍起来。
And so I believe that Judas was not cold in his service.
犹大是决志信耶稣的，犹大是积极服侍或者说参与服侍的人。
So Judas set up his mind to follow Jesus, and Judas was also a person who actively participating in services.
甚至犹大还是主耶稣基督给他有特别的能力、恩赐，甚至权柄。
And Judas was also given by the Lord Jesus the gifts and authority.
在路加福音九章一到二节，耶稣叫齐了十二个门徒，给他们能力、权柄，制服一切鬼，医治各样的病。
This Luke 9:1-2. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases.
这当中也有犹大。
And Judas was among them.
耶稣基督给他有能力、有权柄呢，然后他也很成功，他做到了。
And Jesus gave him power and authority, and he was successful. He did it.
因为圣经也记载，那有时候门徒传福音回来，他们很高兴呐、鬼都服了我们，因为耶稣给他们有这样的权柄，他们很高兴呢。
The disciples were very glad when they came back and said to Jesus, that even the demons surrendered to us, and they were very happy.
所以犹大他从主耶稣基督那里得到了恩赐，甚至得到了特别的恩赐，然后犹大。他也是积极服侍，而且他在服侍当中，他也经历了这种服侍所带来的啊，鬼都服了我，他也有这样的经历。
And Judas was given the gifts and the special gifts from God, and he also experienced the joy of using this gift to serve God, and even the demons surrendered to them.
所以我们刚才提到的王明道弟兄，还有提到的一些美国牧者，他们。当然也是神给他们有特别的恩赐，所以他们就是来传讲神的话语，或者说做神话语的一个出口，他们有特别的恩赐。
And the brother Wang Mingdao and the other pastors and ministers we just talk about, they also have the gifts from God to preach the word of God or attending other services.
所谓做先知讲道的恩赐他们有。
They have the gifts of prophets.
但他们一看，犹大也有特别的恩赐。
But look at Judah, he also has a special gift.
但是犹大最后成为一个出卖耶稣的人。
But Judas became the one who betrayed Jesus.
所以王明道他就想，我会不会就是犹大呢？
So brother Wang Mingdao thought that I might Judas.
或者那些刚才提到那些美国牧者，他也是这样，他我会不会就是犹大呢？
Or the other ministers also were wondering that am I Judas?
犹大听到耶稣基督所有的讲道，因为他三年多的时间一直跟从耶稣，他听到最有智慧的话语。
Judas has heard all the teachings of the Lord Jesus because he had stayed with the Lord Jesus for more than three years, and he heard all those wise teachings of Jesus.
啊，这一点比我们今天所有的基督徒那幸运太多太多了。
And he is more fortunate, than most of Christians in this point.
啊，我们今天听讲到，我们就哎呀，好困呐，真是无法忍受。很多常常有这样的感受。
Today, when we listen to the sermons, we feel very tired and couldn't bear it.
那我承认，这是很多时候是讲到人的问题。
I believe this problem of the preacher.
但是我相信耶稣不会这样吧。
I believe that Jesus is not like this.
还有谁的话比耶稣的话更有智慧呢？
And whose words is wiser than the word of Jesus?
耶稣，犹大都听到了。
And Jesus heard them all. Judas heard them all.
然后我们今天当然了。我们今天我们太方便了，我们打开网络，打开任何媒体，哇，所谓的名牧啊，这个知名牧者，各种讲道，各种讲章，你太点点鼠标，你都可以听，都可以看。
And today we have very convenient ways, and today we just click our mouse and we can hear all kinds of famous pastors.
但是所有这些能保证我们不成为犹大吗？
But can all those things guarantee that we do not become Judas?
犹大听了耶稣所有的讲道，他还是卖主的犹大。
Judas heard all the teachings of Jesus, but still become a traitor, Judas.
犹大也亲眼见证耶稣行的所有的神迹，完全符合旧约的预言。
And Judas also witnessed all the miraculous signs that Jesus performed, which are in accordance with all the prophets in the Old Testament.
耶稣行所有的神迹，证明他就是旧约预言的弥赛亚，预言的救主。犹大就在旁边亲眼看到。
And Jesus performed all those miraculous signs to prove that he is the Messiah, he is the Savior, and Judas was beside him to witness all those things.
我相信今天许许多多的基督徒，你可能说哎呀我没有经历什么神迹，但是我相信你一定经历了神在你生命中的作为。
Maybe some Christians will say that I haven't experienced any miracles from God, but I believe that you must have experienced the great works of God on you.
无论神在你生命的作为是让你心里极大的喜乐和平安，还是让你心里深深的被刺痛，你真的信靠神，你省察你自己，你无法否认，你说神在我生命当中有作为。
Whether it's the greatest joy that the works of God works on you, or that maybe it is the works of God that He uses His words to pierce your heart to let you examine yourself, but you cannot deny that the works of God are on you.
然后犹大更是经历了耶稣的爱。
And Judas also experienced love from Jesus.
我们要知道耶稣怎样对待其他的门徒，耶稣怎样的对待犹大。
And we know that Jesus treated Judas the way he treated all the other disciples.
甚至耶稣严厉的责备其他的门徒，但是我们没有看到耶稣严厉的责备犹大，你怎么又偷钱？你怎么又偷钱？耶稣没有，好像没讲这个话。
Even sometimes we heard Jesus rebuke harshly those other disciples, but we never heard that Jesus rebuked Judas that why you steal the money again?
因为圣经告诉我们犹大是给其他的门徒管钱的，给他们管钱，但犹大常常偷你们的钱。圣经告诉我们这一点。
The Bible tells us that the Judas was in charge of all the money of the
Judas was in charge of all the money of
the other disciples, and he always steal money from the pocket.
是不是耶稣不知道呢？
Didn't Jesus know this?
我相信耶稣知道。
I believe that Jesus knew this.
然后，尤其是在最后那天晚上，耶稣给所有的门徒洗脚，也有犹大。
And Jesus washed the disciples' feet at the last night, and including Judas.
所以我们来看犹大。犹大跟我们很多很多人很像，至少王明道承认，他说他就像犹大。
So if we look at Judas, we know that Judas is similar to most of us. At least Brother Wang Mingdao admitted that he was like Judas.
我们立定心志，我们曾经立定心志，说我要信耶稣，我要跟从耶稣。
We have set up our minds that we will follow Jesus and will believe in Jesus.
犹大也是这样。
Judas was like this.
我们也是在教会里面参加教会聚会，我们甚至是积极服侍。犹大也是这样。
And we come to the church to attend all kinds of services and gatherings, and Judas was like this.
神也给我们不同的恩赐，有的弟兄有这个恩赐，有的弟兄有那个恩赐。我们教会的每一个弟兄姊妹，每一个耶稣肢体的，耶稣，身体的一部分，都有从神来的恩赐。犹大也是这样。
And God also gives each one of us the body of Christ, each one of us different spiritual gifts, and Judas was also like this.
我们听过耶稣基督的教训，虽然不是直接亲耳听到，但是我们透过圣经，透过无数的讲章，无数的讲道，我们听过很多很多次了。就像犹大，犹大是亲耳听。
We have heard so many teachings of Lord Jesus, even not with our own ears, but through the Bible and through so many sermons, we have heard so many teachings. But and Judas was also.
我们经历了神在我们生命中的作为。
We have experienced the God's works on in our life.
诚实的面对我们自己，我们没有办法否认这一点。上帝真的在我生命当中有作为。我相信很多很多基督徒没有办法否认这一点。
If we're honest to ourselves, and we cannot deny the God's works on us, and we believe that many Christians could not deny this.
很多很多基督徒也无法否认我经历了神的爱。
And many Christians could not deny that they have experienced love from God.
不仅仅是耶稣基督在十字架上的爱，就是我每一天的日常生活，我在地上的日子，我都经历了神对我的保守，神对我的怜悯。
Not only the love of Jesus Christ from the cross, but our daily life, and you have experienced the protection and the love from God.
但是所有这一切能够保证我们不成为犹大吗？
But can all of those things guarantee that we do not become Judas?
很遗憾，犹大经历了这所有的这一切，犹大跟许许多多基督徒所经历的是一样的，他甚至得到更多。
And unfortunately, that Judas has experienced all those things, and maybe he experienced more grace from God than many other Christians.
但是这一切都没有拦阻犹大，让他最终为了30块钱就出卖耶稣。
But all those things didn't prevent Judas from betraying Lord Jesus for just 30 pieces of silver.
有时我们在想，他为什么在这个时候出卖呢？他早一点为什么不出卖呢？
And let's think about why didn't Judas betray the Lord Jesus early? Why at this moment?
可能有些弟兄姊妹说，冯弟兄怎么这么多奇怪的问题？
You may wonder why I have so many strange questions.
其实犹大在这个时候想，因为耶稣那个时候说，我马上就要钉在十字架上了，你们都会逃跑，你们四散都会分散，因为要击打牧人，羊群就散了。耶稣在最后那天晚上跟门徒讲这样的话。
Because Jesus was telling the disciples that he was going to be crucified on the cross, and his disciples will all flee away. And when the shepherd was struck, and the lambs will run away.
然后犹大也听到这个话。
And Judas heard those words.
因为犹大常常把这个钱囊啊，他就带在身边的。
Because Judas always carry the money pocket with him.
这个钱是所有人的钱啊，这门徒啊，对所有人的钱都犹大来管，他常常把这个钱带在身边。
It has all the money from all the disciples with him.
然后他听到耶稣讲这个话，他就在想，哎呦，那明天之后，我这个钱囊里面还有没有可以入账的钱呢？
And he probably was thinking that after tomorrow, will more money come into my pocket?
没有了，对不对？
Maybe not.
耶稣就要被抓，就要被钉死在十字架上，这我们都散了，我们都打散了，那我这个没收入了，钱囊里以前不会有新的钱进来了。
When Lord Jesus Christ is crucified and all of us are dispersed, no more money, no more income will come to my pocket.
因为耶稣和他的门徒在一起的时候，有很多人还是对他们有奉献的，尤其是一些妇女啊什么。
And when Jesus was with those people, with the disciples, and a lot of people were make offerings to them.
还有他的门徒本身可能自己身上也有一点钱。
Or maybe the disciples had some money with them.
但是总之，那一天晚上之后，犹大一看，那还会不会有新的收入，或者是这个钱囊里的钱会不会变多呢
？But after that night, Judas realized that may not be any more money coming to his pocket.
那我怎么办
？And what should he do?
出卖耶稣赚最后一笔。
And he want to earn the last sum of money by betraying Jesus.
圣经讲得非常的清楚，犹大出卖耶稣，因为他是一个贪婪的人。
The Bible clearly tells us that Judas betrayed Jesus because he loves money.
今天很多很多所谓的新派的圣经学者，他们绞尽脑汁找到不同的理由，试图推翻圣经说的这一点。
And today some liberal Bible scholars tried all means to find excuses for Judas.
他们有人就说犹大是用激将法，就是来激耶稣。来让耶稣就是最后忍无可忍，就起来就推翻罗马政府，或者推翻这个希律王。
And they said that Judas was just urging Jesus to come up and to overthrow the authority of the King Herod or the Roman Empire.
他有些学者就说，你看犹大就是这样，犹大就说，我就把耶稣送到敌人那去，我看你耶稣到底还要不要起来反抗，还要不要起来抗争。他用所谓的激将法。
Some scholars said that the Judas was just sending Jesus to the enemies and to see if Jesus would rise up to fight against them.
然后还有一些人学者说，哎呀，是犹大听到了特别的启示，神对他的启示，就让他忍辱负重，背上千古骂名，成就把耶稣送上十字架这么一步。
And some other scholars said that Judas has received a special revelation from God that he will bore the humiliation, bore those curses for thousands of years in order to send the Lord Jesus onto the cross to accomplish the salvation.
啊，你受委屈，你受点委屈啊，但是完成这一步。
Since you are wrong, but it's okay because you are going to accomplish something.
还有很多荒谬的说法。那甚至穆斯林当中有更荒谬的说法，说最后死在十字架上的那位到底是谁啊？什么什么？反正我在这里不用去列举他，这些全是魔鬼撒旦的谎言。
I don't want to list many other absurd remarks by those scholars, and I believe that those are all the lies of the Satan.
可是我们会想。魔鬼撒旦为什么要绞尽脑汁，用这种不同的学者，要编造这么多？荒谬的谎言呢？为什么做这个事情呢
？And I was thinking that why does Satan, the devil, want to use all those scholars to try to make up all those excuses and all those lies? Why did they do this?
为什么呢
？Why？
因为让你做犹大，你不用害怕呀。
Because if you are Judah, you don't have to be afraid.
他们把一个最邪恶的行为弄上一个合理的理由，然后你再去做最邪恶的行为，你说，哎，我也有我的道理啊。
And they give a reasonable reason to the most wicked thing. That when you do that thing, that you think that you are doing something reasonable.
这个大家听起来很好像很难以理解，但事实上非常常见。
And it seems hard to understand, but it's very common today.
那有些基督徒他不太想奉献，不太去想帮助那些缺乏的人，他找到的理由是什么
？And some Christians don't want to make offerings or do not want to help those needy people and.Do you know that what kind of excuses they found?
他说就让他们穷啊，就让他们受苦啊，对他们的信心有帮助啊。
They said let them remain poor and let them remain suffering. That it would be helpful to their faith.
你给钱他，他日子过好了，他信心冷淡了。
And if you give them money and they live a better life and their faith will become cold.
所以我不给钱他。
So I don't want to give them money.
就让他穷，就让他苦。
Let them remain poor and in suffering.
那有些人对教会的弟兄，对教会的奉献也是有类似于说，教会要那么多钱干什么？
And some brothers and sisters think that they don't need to make a lot of offering to the church. Why do the church need so many money?
你看那个犹大管钱，结果犹大就变成了犹大。
Look at Judas, and he is in charge of the money and become Judas.
那你们教会有那么多钱，不知道你们教会出多少犹大。
And you have so much money in your church, and how many Judas will come out?
我不给教会奉献。
So I don't want to make offerings to the church.
我怕你成为犹大。
I'm afraid that you will become Judas.
我想你有没有是犹大。
And I'm wondering, are you Judas?
到底谁爱钱呢？
Who loves money?
今天为什么那么多人要去给犹大找一个借口？哎呀，他做这个事情是有道理的。如果没有犹大，耶稣不会上十字架。耶稣不是上十字架，我们都没有办法得救。所以我们感谢犹大，荒唐。
And today, why do so many people try to find excuses for Judas? And if Judas didn't betray Jesus, and Jesus would not come to the cross, and would not be saved, that's so absurd.
我们感谢耶稣。
We thank the Lord Jesus.
我们厌恶犹大。
We hate Judas.
如果说地狱里有谁的话，地狱里一定有犹大。
If we wonder who is in the hell, Judas must be in the hell.
然后我们看到犹大的故事，我们问我们自己：我会变成他吗
？If we read the story of Judas, we will ask ourselves, "Am I going to be Judas?"
所以呢，我们来看到。犹大圣经讲得非常的清楚，他就是贪婪，他就是贪婪，就是为30块钱卖耶稣，他没有什么你绞尽脑汁去编造一些理由。
And the Bible tells us very clearly that Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus because he was greedy, he loves money, he just because he wants to get 30 pieces of silver.
那么在那个妇人用香膏膏主的时候，犹大这时候就跳出讲话
了。When the woman was anointing Jesus with perfume, and Judas jumped out to speak.
他就说：“这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢
？”And he said, "Why this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?"
所以我们如果看圣经，我们会觉得这个地方有点奇怪，因为犹大一直是个很低调的人，非常低调。
If we read the Bible, we may feel strange here because Judas has been remained in the low key attitude.
所以你看圣经中其他的门徒讲各样的话，合适不合适的话，但大多数都是不合适的话。你很少看到犹大讲话，他很低调的。
When we read some other disciples, occasionally they said some improper words, but Judas has been remained in the very proper way.
但在这个时候，犹大怎么跳得比谁都快呢？
But why at this moment Judas jumped out so quickly?
他是不是真的关心那些穷人呢？
Did he really care about those poor people?
他是说，哎呀，太浪费，太浪费，你这分给穷人多好，是不是真的这样呢？
Did he really think that it's such a waste? Why not distribute them to the poor?
圣经马上就说，他不是挂念穷人，他就是个贼，他又带着钱囊，他常常偷这个钱囊里的钱。
And the Bible said immediately after this that he did not care for the poor because he was a thief and had a money box and used to take what was put in it.
这个时候犹大被激怒了。
And at this moment, Judas was very angry.
也就是说他心中最爱的东西，他心中最宝贵的东西，这个钱，被这个女人就这么在他看来就糟蹋了。
Because his most favorite thing in his heart, in his mind, is the money was wasted by this woman.
他实在忍不了了。
He couldn't bear it.
他一定就是他以前那么低调，这次实在是低调不了。他要站起来，要指责这个女人：“你不能这样浪费啊！这是我心里最爱的东西啊！你就这样打破了，你就这样倾倒了。”
Though he was in the low key and I couldn't remain low key anymore, and he had to jump out and said, "This is my favorite thing. The money is my the thing I most desire. Then you wasted and you just broke it."
所以，犹大卖耶稣，犹大跟，说实话，很多方面，我们如果没有读到圣经接下来的记载，我们如果看到犹大，我们认不出来 他有什么不同？
Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus, and if we do not read many scriptures, then we may not find a difference between Judas and us.
而且犹大有个更可怕或者是更邪恶的地方，就是他一直隐藏自己的罪。
But a more evil, or wicked thing about Judah is that he has been hiding his sin all the time.
他一直隐藏，他一直隐藏，他从来没有站到耶稣面前认罪悔改。
And he has been hiding himself, and he never stand before Jesus and confessed his sins.
偷钱不是一次两次了。
He didn't steal the money just once or twice.
后来有人就说，那耶稣为什么不提醒他呢？
And many people may ask that why Jesus not did remind him?
耶稣为什么不早一点把他挽回呢？以至于最后他越堕落越深。为什么耶稣不早点把他挽回呢？
And why didn't Jesus save him earlier?
耶稣怎么没有把他挽回？耶稣讲一个人不能侍奉两个主，你不能侍奉神又侍奉金钱。耶稣讲这个话的时候，犹大有没有听到啊？
Did Jesus save him? Yes. And when the Lord said that one cannot serve two masters, and you cannot serve the Lord and the money at the same time, and Judah was among them, did Judah hear those words?
耶稣说了，掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。耶稣讲这个话的时候，犹大有没有听到啊？
And when Jesus said the things that is hidden cannot will be exposed, and did Judas hear those words?
我又在想，如果我是犹大，我听到这句话，我吓死了，因为耶稣一定知道我暗地里做的那些事情，耶稣一定知道我的心。
I think that if I'm Judas, I must be very afraid when I heard those words, because I think that Jesus know my heart.
所以耶稣讲了很多很多。犹大都听到了，耶稣讲这个地狱的可怕，这个烈火，这个虫，耶稣讲这个麦子稗子都长起来，最后有收割的天使来收割，稗子丢到火里烧，这些话犹大全听到了。
And Judas has heard all those teachings of Jesus when Jesus talk about the terrible hell and all those fires and the worms and all when the weeds and the tares grow together and the angels will come to harvest and all those tares will be thrown into the fire to be burned. And Judas heard all those words.
听了这么多，他还是若无其事，他还是定义要出卖耶稣。你看他刚硬到何等地步啊！
After hearing so many words, and I still pretend that nothing happened, and still was determined to betray Jesus, and how hard his heart was.
所以圣经告诉我们，人犯罪是出于自己。
So the Bible tells us that man sinned because of himself.
啊，人被试探，不可以说我被神试探。
That no one is tempted, say I'm tempted by God.
我们被试探，是被我们自己的私欲牵引的。
And each of us is tempted when is drawn away by his own desires.
然后这个就生出罪来。
And the sin comes out.
罪即长成，就生出死来。
And give birth to sin, and the sin, when full grown, brought forth death.
犹大犯罪，出于他自己的罪，贪婪的罪，然后更加邪恶的是，他不认罪，他一直隐藏自己的罪，他刚硬到底。
Judas sinned because of his own sin of greediness, and the most wicked thing is that he never confessed his sins, and he hid himself to the end.
所以耶稣对犹大的这个人讲了一句话，人子必要去世，正如经上指着他所写的，但卖人子的有祸了，那人不生在世上倒好。
And the Lord Jesus had said words concerning Judas. The Son of Man indeed goes just as written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good that man if he had not been born.
耶稣说，我一定会被出卖的，我一定会被陷害，我一定会死。这是神的旨意，就是这样。
The Lord Jesus said, I will be betrayed and I will die. But the Bible said it's written of the, like this.
但是卖我的那个，出卖我的那个，那有祸了，那人不生在世上倒好。
But woe to the man who betrayed me. It would be good that he if he is not born.
这是何等可怕的咒诅！
How terrible this curse is.
这是我人的语言可以表达出来，对一个活在这个世界上的人，何等可怕的咒诅！
This is just a human expression of the curse to the man.
我们知道彼得三次不认主之后呢，彼得之后啊，他悔改，他认罪悔改，他痛哭。
We know that Peter denied after he denied the Lord for three times, and he repented and he wept bitterly.
犹大最后也是把三十块钱就丢回这个祭司长了，然后犹大就去把自己吊死了，然后就说我犯罪了，我卖了无辜人，无辜的人。
And Judas also threw his 30 pieces of silver back to the temple, and he went to the priest, chief priest, and said that I have betrayed innocent blood.
但他没有哭。
But he didn't weep.
彼得痛哭。
But Peter cried bitterly.
我们从彼得的眼泪当中，我们看到他对耶稣的感情。
From Peter's tears, we can see his affection toward Jesus.
我们从犹大他最后在地上的结局，他说我卖了无辜之人，他对耶稣就四个字，他是无辜的。
And from Judas, the end on the earth, and we can see that he said that he had betrayed the innocent blood. He just described Jesus as innocent.
他没有一滴懊悔的眼泪。
He didn't have any tears of repent.
你看得出犹大对耶稣有感情吗？
Can you see any affection of Judah toward Jesus?
没有。
No, not at all.
犹大把耶稣一直就当工具。
Judas has been using Jesus as a tool.
哎呀，我跟着你，我跟着你，我管钱，然后哎，这个钱总有一点慢慢在增加，我跟着你。
I follow you and I'm in charge of the money and my money will increase.
然后最后我发现，哎呀，你再不会有钱进来了，我把你卖掉，哎，我拿赚最后一点钱，从你身上榨取最后一点钱出来。
When I found that I may not need you or I may not gain more money by you and I will betray you and I will just squeeze the last bit of money from you.
这很多人对待工具就是这个态度。这个工具好用的时候呢，就一直用。工具发现，哎呀，用不了了，这不能，这个工具没法再继续使用了，要么丢掉，要么就卖掉，说不定还能够卖个一块两块的。
That's what most people, that's the attitude that most people toward the tools. And when the tools are good to use, they use them. And when the tools are no longer good to use, and they throw them away or sell them for just $1 or $2.
犹大就是这样对待耶稣。
Judas was treating Jesus like this.
王明道弟兄他写过一篇文章，就是那用亲嘴卖人子的人，当然就是指犹大了。
Brother Wang Mingdao has written an article. The title is "The One Who Betrayed the Son of Man with a Kissing."
王明道在这篇文章上说，他说今天有很多很多这样的人，就是用亲嘴。来出卖救主的人，很多很多犹大。
In that article, Brother Wang Mingdao said that there are many people like this today who betrayed the Son of Man with a kissing.
问题是犹大为了三十块钱，那今天出卖主的人，那你的三十块钱到底是什么
？The problem is that Judas was for that 30 pieces of silver, and for today, those who betrayed the Lord Jesus, what's your purpose?
我们是把耶稣当工具呢？还是我们真的把耶稣当我们的救主
？Do we treat Jesus as a tool, or we treat Jesus as our savior？
愿圣灵光照我们的心，让我们每一个人能够来到主的面前。我们当中可能会有犹大。
May Holy Spirit shine on the heart, and let's come in the presence of God. Maybe one of us is Judas.
但是我们不是把指头指着别人。
That we do not point our finger to others.
我们把指头点着自己。
We point our finger toward ourselves.
我们来到耶稣面前，我们问：会是我吗
？Let's come before Lord Jesus and ask, "Is it I?"
然后我们来到耶稣面前，我们伏在地， 我们说我是软弱的，我是信心软弱的，我求主加添我的力量，让我能够站立得稳，不要让我变成犹大。
Let's come and knell before Lord Jesus and said that I'm weak in faith, O Lord, and give me strength and let me not become Judas.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
我们从圣经的话语当中，我们认识主耶稣基督。
From the word of God, we know Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天从圣经的话语当中，我们也再一次来看犹大。
And today, from the word of the Bible, we looked at Judas.
犹大在很多的方面，其实我们从犹大身上会看到我们自己的影子。
In many aspects, we can see from Judas our own image.
我们就来到神的面前，我们承认我们是信心渺小，我们是软弱，我们来到主耶稣基督的面前，我们求主你要保守，你带领我们，你坚固我们的信心。
Let's come before Lord and acknowledge that we are weak in our faith, and we ask our Lord to strengthen us, to let us stand before you.
愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们的心板上面，让我们常常警醒我们自己，我们不要变成犹大。
And let the Holy Spirit carve your words on our hearts, so they always remind us that let's not become Judas.
主耶稣基督不是我谋利的工具。
Lord Jesus Christ is not just a means to gain.
主耶稣基督是我的救主，是我生命的主。
Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of our life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.